Johnson and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Sunny and hot for tomorrow, breezy too, and a high in the upper 80s. Mostly sunny Sunday, staying warm with highs in the low 80s and breezy. Slight rain chance Sunday night. Much cooler next week. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to Playmakers. Let's get it started. It's a Friday show. We want to get to it. Hope y'all are having a great Friday afternoon out there. Thanks so much for joining us here on Playmakers. Proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Getting the word out, go ahead and visit them for all your printing needs. Buy local, support local, and give us a call. 715-424-2600. Make sure your phones are working. Huh?
It's a good thing.
I mean, you know, if anything, and then well, as long as we got you on the line, let's talk a little sports.
Yeah,
whatever
might
you
as well.
Want to talk about.
Yeah.
You get to roll the dial on whatever you want to talk about sports-wise. Mm-hmm. Seth and I have been up to date on literally every sport on the planet to be able to talk about anything at any time. Mm-hmm. You want to talk Dubai horse racing? We can do it. water polo championships. We will get into it. Please,
we don't
call us on this. Please,
we I was going to say, we know a lot about, a little about maybe a lot of sports, but there's some sports even. I mean, we'd really be faking it
we
at that point.
We are bluffing.
Yes.
Please do not. We do want to talk to you, though. 715-424-2600. Having a lot of fun with a number of different things around here, and certainly want to get into a couple of different things. We're talking baseball for sure. We're getting into that, including something that Seth brought to light to me. I had not heard about a while ago about the MLB banning scouting over the winter. Mm-hmm. I want to get into the pluses and minuses of that.
Sure.
I want to talk a little bit about the odds, what we're looking at in the playoffs going forward, and a little bit of basketball news. It's a good story of the day, I think, involving NBA, which is right around the corner from starting. Mm-hmm. Very excited about that. Excited about the NFL slate this weekend. That looks pretty good too, Seth. And we got to talk River Kings. Got all that getting in as our River Kings are in game right now.
Yep.
In season, on the way.
They have started, yep.
Yeah, they are traveling right now, heading over to, let me double check, in Minnesota. They're playing in Minnesota.
Yes.
East Bethel Ice Arena. The puck will drop at 7 for them. Keep an eye out on that at the River Kings social media.
Mm-hmm.
But let's start off, of course, with the MLB playoffs. And we do have the next round set.
We do.
Locally, of course, the fourth-ranked Cubs taking on the Milwaukee Brewers. Real quickly, just rewinding for a second to the San Diego series and the reaction of the Padres at the end of that game. This is part of the reason why Major League Baseball is bringing in they're very late to this, but bringing in the replay and the ability to, you know, have, for those that did not hear, next season this is going to be starting.
Yes.
They're going to be
ABS, yeah.
ABS is going to be a thing in Major League Baseball. You'll get two tries. If you're right, you'll get to keep them. If not, so very similar rules.
Yeah, to the instant replay as it is right now, right.
I think that those that I'm hearing, and some people that I actually respect talking about this, I'm not hearing anybody talk about the blown call or what have you or anything in any light other than I already know that you wanted the Padres to win. Like, you know, like I already know that. And I understand that you hate the Cubs, fine, but that your bias is showing a little bit. Now, I will say that I wouldn't bet my life that it was a strike. I wouldn't do that. But my conversation is, I guarantee you, in that game, there were at least three or four other balls or strikes that were not called correctly.
Right.
That you could also make a leap of saying, well, if they do this, this, and this, then the Padres win, and they're taking on the Brewers, and who knows? That welcome to baseball.
Right.
Welcome to the sport of kings. Have you never watched a game before?
Yeah.
This is why you don't get to complain next year when ABS comes around, and you're whining about the art, the human part of the element, part of the game is out of it.
Well,
and
you're taking that away, and it's to a certain extent.
You can't talk out of both sides of your mouth.
Nope.
Not with a kid's game.
No.
You know, come on, where you don't own any
perspective.
Stock.
Perspective here.
You can root for your teams all you want. You don't own any stock in them.
Yeah,
it's
really.
Not your team. It's somebody that you root for, and in that regard, I'm rooting right with you because in our our household, I have a Cub fan in there, and I am rooting for the Brewers. and I've made no bones about this. And my dad and I have had actually a lot of fun with this. It's actually been a real fun running joke between the two of us and everything. Because he's in it, and he gets this, and he understands why I'm rooting for the Brewers over the Cubs. Why, for the first time in my life, I've ever rooted against a team with Chicago on their jersey.
Wow.
It's because there's something that trumps that for me, that goes over that for me. And it is, I love rooting for a team that's never won before.
Yep.
And my kids. Like, I'm sorry, but all three of my kids
are Brewer
fans.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I can't, like, I love my dad, but I'm sorry, man. You know, I've seen them already win a World Series. I've seen him tear up over the World Series. Yep. I want to see that happen to my kids. I want to see them excited.
Very exciting, yeah.
And for once in my life, I want to bet on a winner. Because, again, go. I really think it's not hype. It's not, they're not using smoke and mirrors, Seth. Mm-mm. The Brewers have done this, and up and outside of 2-3 weeks at the beginning of the season, this team has consistently been good. Not always great, sometimes great, sometimes historically great, but at the very least, their ceiling is good. And their ceiling is so much better than anybody to me, including the Dodgers, that I think going forward, where I'm like, okay, I bet on this team. I think this team could win it all.
Right. They're, for lack of a better term, they're the most balanced. I hate saying that because it sounds just like, but they are. And they're probably one of the deeper teams in terms of bench, which, I mean, we forget how important that is when you get into the postseason. The bench is so important. Yep. Even now with just, you know, even though you don't use it like you used to when you had just pitchers, you know, pitchers hitting and you didn't have the DH. But still, it becomes really important how you set up your lineup. If you have an advantage by, like, platooning two players, righty-lefty or whatever, I mean, that's a huge thing, man. I mean, that could make the difference, you know?
Five-game series now as opposed to a three.
Exactly.
Traveling and everything. So we'll get into that a little bit more, of course, as the series is going on and before we wrap up. And certainly if any of you callers want to talk about it, call up and join us. But I think that's certainly, in this state, it's the series to watch. But I think it might be even just outside of regionally, throughout the Midwest. I say that with a little bit of grace to our friends up in the Detroit area and everything, because Michigan's going to be paying attention to the Mariners and Tigers, I'm sure. They may be the only ones doing it because nobody's talking about that series, and that should be electric. That should be awesome.
That should be a great series just because of the recent history of both teams. And it's been, I mean, come on.
Just to add, just real quickly, Mariners went 4-2 against the Tigers in regular season.
Yeah, so there you go. Which is, I mean, and yeah. But the cool thing is I have not heard from Tigers fans like I've heard this season. I mean, it's been a long time since they've had anything to be cheerful, you know, to cheer about. And they've come out of the woodwork. I mean, they were not happy with the way that the season ended, that they just kind of backed into the playoffs. Well, Second Life, look at now they got into the next round, and once you're here, man, you never know what's going to happen.
I'm going to get this out there, and this is probably one of the few times I've ever felt this way before, but I'm kind of happy that there's no gimmicky teams in left. I don't mean that to be mean, but Cleveland or the Reds or some of these teams that, Cleveland had three guys starting batting under 200. I don't want to watch that. I'm sorry, I don't. It's nothing against Cleveland. Again, going back to seeing a team that's never won it before, I would love to see Cleveland go all the way. And you and I have talked endlessly about Tito and Cincinnati and liking him and everything. But I kind of like that all that's left is talent. It's just talent and skill and drive.
Well-built teams, I mean, all the way around, these are all, for the most part, really well-built. And they're, you know, not necessarily all from within, some more than others, but smart free agent signings and that kind of thing. I mean, for the most part, you could quibble with the Red Sox, I guess, a little bit. I'm not sure what they were doing, but they still made it. I mean, they made it. They lost to the Yankees, but still they made it.
I didn't want to see the Red Sox.
No, I didn't either.
they were too gimmicky to me, too. But the Yankees, whether you like them or not or anything, a lot of that team is built up from within, and they're scouting and their own players. They drafted Aaron.
One of the best players in the baseball. I mean, that always helps. it really does. Yeah.
And the same can be said for all of these teams with some free agent picks, some trades and stuff here and there, but mostly well-built teams from within. I love that.
The cores, the core are usually self-built teams.
If you're looking like, hey, give me good baseball. I want good baseball. I don't want sloppy baseball. I don't want, I don't mind pitcher duels. I just don't want them because nobody can hit. I want it because the pitcher's having a good game.
And the defense is playing well, right?
Exactly. I feel like these teams that are left were almost guaranteed that, in a series, what the series you're watching.
Here's open.
Seattle and Detroit take on each other. Game one will be Saturday at about 8:38 Eastern time. So
they're in Seattle.
Western time and everything. Then you've got, of course, another great one in the Blue Jays and Yankees.
Interdivision rivals, too.
Kind of sneaky rival. Yeah, kind of sneaky rival.
They have not built up a rivalry like the okay, so first of all, everyone in the East hates the Yankees. We know that. Okay, that's the kind of thing. But you've got the Red Sox, and Baltimore has had a pretty decent rivalry with the Yankees. You don't talk about the Blue Jays one.
No.
But it should be bigger, you'd think, than it was. Toronto, the biggest city, in Canada. It's got, New York, I don't know if it's the biggest city anymore, but, it's still, it's New York City. It is what it is.
Yeah.
They're natural rivals. They really are. And I hope it's a good series. I mean, I hope Toronto wins. I'm really pulling for Toronto on this one, but.
The Blue Jays and Yankees finished with identical records, 94 and 68, but Toronto won the AL East at DeVria tiebreaker because they were 8-5 over the Yanks head-to-head.
Head-to-head, yeah.
Very interesting note here. All that we've been saying here, and I agree with you, everything you were saying, this is the first playoff meeting between the Blue Jays and the Yankees.
Which is, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing, which I think it's really cool.
Very, right now. That's
and
awesome.
The big thing I know for Toronto is they got a couple of key injuries, guys who may be able to play.
Mm-hmm.
They're not sure about Bichette yet being able to play, but if they get him and Chris Bassett back, I mean, those are two big guys to have. So,
and we know that the Yankees have been a bit of a mash unit themselves, so we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, very
we'll
true.
Find out starting Saturday, 4:08 on Fox. That should be a good one right there. And while I hype up and I talk so much about the Cubs and Brewers and how exciting that is, and that is a very exciting series, and it is fantastic for a lot of reasons. Let's be real here. Between the Dodgers and Phillies and the amount of talent and what's at stake there and the drama and the storylines, it's everything you love about baseball.
It should be great.
If play this out and if the Dodgers were to lose this series. Now, I think it's kind of exciting because Philly's an exciting team. They got four great pitchers and a nice bullpen along with my guy Schwarbs. I'm excited about that. I like the idea of that and everything. If Phillies lose, there'll be some heads that'll roll here and there and everything, and they'll make some moves possibly in the offseason, but I don't see the sky falling in Philadelphia, even with Philly fans.
Yeah.
They're all focused on the Eagles anyway.
Yeah, right. They'll be upset, but they're always upset.
Good God, what is going to happen in the state of, I almost said country of California, in the state of California. A little tongue-in-cheek there.
Yeah, right.
But specifically in Los Angeles, where there is no team, they can talk all they want about the Lakers. There's no team that has the historical roots like the Dodgers do.
Yeah, surprisingly enough.
You will walk around and you will see people that you would never expect to enjoy anything about sports that can tell you up and down all the greatest pitchers in Dodgers history, whether from young to old and all that. The way that will go down, it would be fascinating. And that's just the beginning of the storylines that are there.
There's only one thing I do not want this year. I don't want a rematch from last year, the World Series.
Oh, God, no.
I do not want a Yankee-Dodger World Series. That was great last year. I enjoyed it. But I don't want it again. I want something different this year.
At least right now, my memory from that series is going to be the Yankees blowing it and not the Dodgers necessarily winning it.
That's a good argument to be made there. They made some big mistakes.
And that's all the more reason why I don't want to see the Yankees in the World Series. I really don't. I could almost handle the Dodgers. I love Mookie Betts, but I really don't want to see the Dodgers
I think we've been pretty clear about the series that we would like to see. It's a Mariners Brewers.
100%.
That'd be so much fun.
Oh, 100%.
They would, the executives would hate it. Yeah. They would absolutely hate it, but I'm telling you, it would be a good series.
I think they'd be wrong to hate it because I think you have something that you were talking on about this morning off air a little bit of where you've got both coasts, you've got the Midwest, you've got the West Coast, you have interest in these teams already built.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, and again, not fluky teams.
No.
not teams. Well, they got on the run at the end, and you know they've just been great, but they didn't even finish with a 500 record or right. something like you see in football, and we've seen in baseball in the past mm-hmm. and stuff and everything. I don't want that this year. There's too much good talent out there, and these teams are too darn good.
Yep.
I'm happy to see the cream rise to the top with the playoffs. Phillies Dodgers Saturday 6:38 on TBS.
Okay, here's a quick question for you because I'm curious about what your view on this. Say the Brewers, and we're all hoping they take the series from the Cubs.
Yeah.
Who do you think they have a better shot at? Philly or LA? I would honestly say I would rather they got LA.
Yep.
Than Philly for a number of reasons, partially because the Brewers took it to them this year.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they swept the season series. They won all six games, if I remember correctly. And now I know that was earlier in the year, and baseball changes and everything like that. But you can't tell me the Dodgers don't remember that.
Right.
That they lost every game they played to the Brewers this year. I mean.
The Brewers went 6-0 against the Dodgers this season.
Mm-hmm. And very impressive, by the way,
just
playing.
Double checking. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not as if they were the Dodgers were a mass unit. Then they had some mm-hmm. injuries in some of those yep. games, but not as much. And then the Brewers also went 4-2 against the Phillies this season.
So they had their number. They're pretty much the best team in the National League this year. So
that said, 100% I agree with you with the Dodgers.
I think they'd rather face the Dodgers.
But think about that sentence.
I know.
6-7 months ago.
Yes.
If we were to tell people who were screaming that the Dodgers were going to break the Mariners record for wins in a season and they've ruined baseball, they've bought baseball, all this, if we were to say we think that the Milwaukee Brewers have a better chance against the Los Angeles Dodgers payroll
yep.
than the Phillies payroll.
Yeah.
That's what you get. That's what you get for trying to predict baseball.
Yeah, just stop. Don't do that.
It'll be interesting. This will be the sixth postseason matchup between the Phillies and Dodgers and the first in the division series.
Ooh, very cool.
And yes, of course, you've got Milwaukee, Chicago. That kicks off this Saturday, 2:08, the first game of the playoffs in this round. And should be exciting. Should mm-hmm. be an exciting series. Very cool. And get over it, San Diego. You got a lot of problems. You got a lot of problems in San Diego, man.
San Diego is, don't.
I do not be thinking about that. Now that's what we think, Seth. Looking at where everybody is putting their money nowadays in gambling companies.
Okay.
Because that's, I guess, okay now.
Apparently. Yeah, let's just shovel all money over to them.
Yeah, I know it's legal. I ain't gotten used to it yet, okay? It's weird. I come from the other side of the tracks where I literally ran numbers. Now, they'd be asking, why are you putting it in a bag? Why are you hiding
it? Yeah, why are you hiding it? Who cares?
Just do it up front of everybody. Yeah.
Do it on your phone like everyone else
nobody's
does.
Nobody's thinking about the poor, young, little Italian guys that are trying to make a couple bucks.
Like
10, 13 years old and running around. I'm making it sound like I grew up in the 50s.
Yeah,
it wasn't that bad.
It was the Irish sweepstakes. I was running the numbers.
Right? It wasn't that bad. MLB is instituting a winter recovery period in September of 2025, banning team officials from scouting or collecting data on draft-eligible amateur players from October 15th to January 15th. This is to reduce year-round player overuse and mitigate injuries. This policy, known as the amateur recovery period, aims to ensure players have adequate rest and recovery, and any violation could lead to fines, suspensions, or draft-related penalties for teams. I'm getting this let me double-check the website here, Sports Illustrated.
Okay.
Pulling this from a Sports mm-hmm. Illustrated article about Major League Baseball banning scouting over the winter, mm-hmm. essentially. You heard those dates, October 15th to January 15th. Not a gigantic time period. Let's get that out of the way real quick.
Right.
It's a start for mm-hmm. me, Seth. This is a start because this is aimed at, not only reducing the injuries, but the pressure on these young athletes, mm-hmm. on these kids. Quick, I keep doing it too. They're not athletes, they're kids.
Yeah. Still
there's
growing.
A gigantic difference.
Still developing, yeah.
Can we, again, get back to using words the way that they're actually defined? An athlete is somebody that is doing something either as a profession, like like college athletes.
Mm-hmm.
They're professional athletes.
Yeah, they're paid now, yeah.
Or major league athletes.
Yep.
Anything else is not an athlete. Now, you're playing athletics. You're playing athletics in a high school level.
That's a good distinction, though.
But you are still a student.
Yep.
That is a student.
That's your priority, right?
That is a kid. And if we could get back to using the words the way that they're defined in the dictionary, maybe we can get back to letting kids be kids and not blowing their arms out at 16.
For the mere chance to make it. into a drafting area or to a college. Yeah.
Do not get this twisted. I am not judging every single parent out there, but we all know way too many of these parents are living vicariously through their kids. Yeah. And if you're telling me, but this is what my son wants, this is what my daughter wants, be a parent. They also want ice cream every day, three meals a day.
Yeah, seriously.
Be a parent and don't, you know, I'm sorry, but this is for the betterment of, this is the, the better of you.
Yeah.
And trust me, when you are getting drafted in the Major League Baseball or football or whatever else, you're going to thank me.
Right.
Because it could still happen. Because guess what? That's how, for generations, that's how we did it.
Right.
Where we didn't make these kids 24/7, 365 days a year, throwing a baseball.
Yeah, right. Which your body, first of all, throwing overhand is like the worst thing you can do to your arm. I mean, it's the unnatural. Throw underhand. That's the natural way to do it, right? That's the thing. You throw overhand, that's going against all kinds of stuff. And now you're having them, while they're still developing, their body's still developing. Right. You're having them do stuff. Dude, even when we were kids, I remember coaches telling their pitchers, don't try to throw a curveball because it'll mess up your arm.
I remember that.
Just figure out how to throw a fastball straight. You know, that's the thing. First things first, learn how to throw a fastball straight. You know, hit the glove kind of thing like that. When you're older, you can learn how to throw the curveball, that kind of stuff. No, forget that. Now kids are throwing sliders and sweepers and, you know, and all kinds of things now when they're like 10 years old. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I can't watch the Little League World Series.
I know. I can't watch it.
It just makes me feel so bad. I don't want to see the kids throwing those pitches.
I miss seeing the kids going out there, and like half the time, like some of the, it's the Little League World Series, and still the right fielder is looking at the clouds. Like, I didn't mind that.
That's okay.
I don't need little professionals. No, I don't need that. No. I've got plenty of professional baseball.
Let them just play, you know?
These kids are going up there, and they're trying to be Juan Soto now. They got the gloves. They're clicking
the batting stance is the same,
it's
right?
They're too serious about it. And again, this is coming from me. Like, if I'm saying this, my God, and it's a bellwether for you.
Honestly, I think a lot of it has to do with I have to say that for in general, you know, I'm for the players. I'm glad they get paid lots of money because these sports make a lot of money and they should get the lion's share of the reward because they're the one drawing the people to the games, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
But that's part of the things that happened with free agency. When in the 70s, when free agency came around, especially for baseball, because, you know, at that point was the biggest game in town.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you started seeing it. That's when you started seeing players, youngsters, specializing in one sport or the other. Before that, they would play all the sports. You know, if you're a good athlete, you played all of them. And you used different muscle sets and you did different things. And that's why I think you don't see the same injuries. There were still injuries, yes, but you don't see the same injuries back then as you do now, which really seems to be because of overuse. And I don't, you know, I'm not one of those people that just jumps on bandwagons, you know, to say, well, they say it's because of this. Well, maybe, yeah. This one really looks like the case that it's just plain overuse. They're just throwing too many baseballs.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what the audience thinks of this one. 715-424-2600. Call up, join the conversation. Want to hear from you, everybody. So from your perspective, this is good, but it doesn't seem like enough.
I don't think it's going to stop. It's become an industry now.
Yeah, that's
those travel leagues have become a big industry. I don't know if they're just going to say, oh, well, we're not going to do it anymore because, you know, they said they're not going to have scouts. I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
I think they're still going to keep going.
It feels a little bit like a NCAA move.
It kind of does,
you know,
yeah.
We're taking away your title from 20 years ago that, you know, everybody remembers you winning and nobody's going to forget.
I mean, maybe we'll be wrong and they'll say, well, what's the point now if there's no scouts? Well, then maybe we should stop. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, part of my biggest problem with this is it's hard for me to blame Major League Baseball. It's hard for me to blame these scouts. It's hard for me to blame people for doing their job.
Right.
Their job is to find talent. Mm-hmm. And the young talent, of course, because that's what you need to keep your industry surviving.
That's right. You need the youngsters, yeah.
All you have to do, and that's hilarious that my throat was catching right there because I was about to say, all you have to do is look at the tobacco industry to be able to see the way that business works.
Yeah.
And how they have no interest in you once you're over a certain age. They don't care. They've already got you.
Yep.
They're trying to get the 18, 20, you know,
They have to replace the people who are literally dying from their product. Yes.
Every single industry copied that blueprint and does that now. That's what they all are about, from chewing gum to baseball.
Yep.
They are all doing that. And it's hard for me to argue with that. What I have a problem with is, again, parents being like, well, Timmy wants to play.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Timmy can sit down. Timmy can pick
up a break.
Timmy can pick up a book. Like, Timmy can read a book about baseball. He can read a book about pitching.
Yeah,
he can
do whatever. That's right.
He can play a video game about it for all I care.
Yeah.
But just because he wants to, or because you didn't get to live out your dreams of valor or whatever, I'm sorry. Good luck. Welcome to the rest of us. Yes. Sit on the bar stool with us and watch the game.
Get a hard hat and go to work. Yeah.
I don't know that anything's going to change until something changes with parents. And that's where things really got to start.
Right.
That's where it's really got to begin. And I'm not trying to put another thing on parents. God knows that enough is on there, and nobody has given me a Father of the Year mug. But look, if you follow the direction of these things, where else are you pushing back on? Are parents going to blame the kids?
God, I hope not.
That's what you're going to do.
Aye.
Because if you want to keep just playing volleyball here and batting the ball back and forth between Major League Baseball and scouting and parents and back and forth and all that, you're never going to hear a solution. And all you're doing is just passing the ball.
Shifting it back and forth. Yeah, that's not going to solve anything.
I'm hopeful that this is the beginning of something. I'm hopeful that this is maybe even a wake-up call to some people.
And real quick, this is not a MLB being nicely saying, oh, we're concerned for the kids. Maybe. I think it's more that we don't want to see Paul Skeens break his arm.
Yeah.
It's like we want to get the most value out of these guys as we possibly can. And if they keep, ripping their arms up every time they throw a pitch, well, that's not good for investment. That's a bad investment, right? This is more of an investment. We need a better return on what we're putting into it.
We are going to be locked in on this story and seeing where this one goes. I'm looking forward to it being the beginning of at least the conversation is out there too. That's another
good
part of this that I wanted to mention.
It's generating that, if nothing else.
A couple of interesting things, from the wrapping up of the regular season of baseball. So the Philadelphia Phillies, Trey Turner won his second National League batting title with a record low 304 average.
Wow.
And Aaron Judd finished with earning his first American League Championship batting average with a 331.
That's just way better.
Wow. Tony
304?
Tony Gwynn had won with a 313 back in 88. So that was at the time the lowest. Now 304. That's
304.
Sad. Man, that made me sad.
Oh my gosh.
That ain't right.
Oh, that is not right.
That's got to change.
I like advanced metrics in baseball. I think they're cool. Seeing how that you can figure things out like that. But this is a side effect to it that I don't like at all. People never swinging at baseballs anymore.
Yeah.
No. Sorry. I'm not on board on that.
At 6'7", Judd is the tallest batting champion ever. The previous had been 6'5", Derek Lee, Joe Mauer, John Olerud, Dave Parker, and Big Hurt, Frank Thomas.
Wow. Man, does it just remind you how big of a guy Aaron Judge? He's a massive guy.
There's times where he's just standing out there in right field, and he's just kind of like staring, waiting for the play to happen and everything. And I'm just like, Mike, that's a tight end.
Yes.
That guy's lying to everybody.
He's
a tight end. He's lying to you. He's not a baseball player. Seven players had 30-30 seasons. That was pretty cool
to see. That's very cool.
We touched on that a little bit. And Kansas City's Bobby Witt Jr. led in doubles with 47. The Mets' Pete Alonso and Atlanta's Matt Olson tied the National League with 41.
Okay.
Adam Carroll over in Arizona led the league. It was 17 triples.
Ooh.
Straight.
Love me some triples.
First since Gary Templeton in 77 and 79 to do that.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. And
that's a lot of triples. 17, yeah.
We get to say Gary Templeton.
And Gary Templeton.
Yeah,
he was a good player for San Diego all those years.
Some interesting stats. Just some interesting stuff coming out of it. A very, very... For there being no pitching in baseball, pretty good pitching stats to come out of this season with some of these pitchers and everything. Again, Paul Skeens.
He's going to win the Cy Young, yeah.
I think so. I think that it's almost a given.
He may be a unanimous one, too, so we'll see.
We are going to be talking basketball a little bit, even if I got to force it on people. I figure Mondays will probably be my day to talk a little basketball.
WNBA finals, right? Going on right.
That's
going to be exciting.
That is exciting. The matchup is exciting.
Seven game series now. Yeah. They expanded it. That's cool.
But a story of the show that I thought was pretty cool. For the first time, I believe since high school, the Currys are going to be playing together. Free agent guard Seth Curry has agreed to a 1-year deal with the Golden State Warriors. Join his brother Stephen to play up.
Wait. His brother's name is Seth?
Yeah.
Seth and Steph?
Yeah.
That's awesome, actually.
Kind of like it.
Now, that's cool. I had no idea he's got a brother named Seth. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Not just a brother, like incredibly good at three-pointers. statistically, there are some people that will argue that Seth is just as good as Steph at three-pointers.
Wow.
It's not just a cool story putting these two together, but having two of the best three-point shooters in basketball on the same team, you haven't had that since Klay Thompson was on the team with Seth Curry and everything.
Great.
That's pretty cool. What we ask of franchises when we have our aging stars, hey, help them still be relevant, build around them some of those things. Mm-hmm. I don't know many teams that have done a better job than that than the Golden State Warriors. What they've done to remain relevant and win a championship when nobody thought that they should still, and some of these things, mm-hmm. just that they're even in, I am not saying that they're going to win an NBA title.
No.
Not while there's half these other teams in the West, let alone in the East as well.
You're kidding me.
But you got to admire them, the work that they're putting in, trying to build around Steph Curry and still trying to, hey, we got a window still here.
Wow.
Instead of just kind of being like, well, you know what? Why don't we just let this aging star go? No. You've got a guy that you're going to build a statue for when he retires. Keep trying to be relevant. Keep throwing. Hey, you know, it's the NBA. You don't know.
Right. I got a question. So if you were a decent player in the NBA, you know, he was Del Curry, of course, his dad was a fine. You know, he was a good, solid NBA player.
Wasn't
a superstar or anything. But when you have a kid that's like eclipses like everyone and is like an iconic like once in generation talent, how do you feel about that? Because he's playing the same sport. I'm not talking like Pat Mahomes' dad was a baseball player. You know, so that's two different things. He wasn't a football player.
Yeah.
But he was in the same sport you were, and then he eclipses you like just like that. I wonder if I'm sure you're proud. You're a parent. You're proud. But is there a little bit of you that's like, yeah, I taught him everything he knows.
I mean, you don't get to the level that Del Curry got to without being competitive
and
being driven. And Del was one of my favorite players. It's honestly the whole reason I'm a Steph Curry fan
really?
Is because of Del Curry.
Oh,
I was such a big fan of him. And when he went to when I saw his son was playing at Davidson, I'm like, oh, I'm going to root for this guy.
Sure.
It just turned out that he'd be the greatest three-point shooter of all time.
Yeah.
I just was a big Del Curry fan. I like those Charlotte teams. Alonzo played there. Alonzo Mourning played there.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Larry Johnson. Yeah. Wow.
Not at all the same thing, not even close to the same thing, but I will say on this level, from my level, I have a son who is a billion times more handsome than me. He is a little taller than me and graduated in neurology from school.
Okay.
I'm just thankful that he doesn't act anymore. Because I'm sure he's a good actor.
So, yeah, if you ever did it, then you'd have mixed feelings. Done. Then. If he became a really good actor,
I might. I could, like you said, could not be more proud.
Of course.
I would say, along with his mom, nobody is a bigger fan of him than I am.
Right.
I keep rooting for him. But it is a little, there's a little tiny.
There's a little bit there. A little bit.
We will take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk some football, talk some River Kings, and hopefully talk to you. Call us up and join the conversation, everybody. 715-424-2600. Looking forward to talking to you here on Playmakers.
What's faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive? Your potential when you partner with WAM Incorporated. WAM Inc. is your source for promotional power. From custom apparel, pens, tumblers, magnets, and beyond, we've got everything needed to win the day. You can also soar onto our new website, whaminc.com. WAM Inc. for the hero in you.
Step right up, Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus, and so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. On the next weekend in the country, we're heading back to early October 1997, when there was a huge bank robbery in North Carolina. Steve Jobs returned to Apple, and the Florida Marlins were on their way to winning the World Series. And on the countdown that week were hits by Tim McGraw, Diamond Rio, Leanne Womack, Dina Carter, and many more. And we'll have them on the next weekend in the country.
Sunday nights from 6 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Sunny and hot for tomorrow, breezy too, and a high in the upper 80s. Mostly sunny Sunday, staying warm with highs in the low 80s and breezy. Slight rain chance Sunday night. Much cooler next week. Currently, it's 85.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here on 105.5 WIRI. Hope y'all are having a great Friday afternoon out there. Hit us in the numbers, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. We want to talk with you. Seth and James here with you right now. So I want to get into football, and okay. I do want to talk a little River Kings. But, Seth, you actually just set off something in my brain I was getting into the other day. And it's something that I find really interesting, and I'd like to keep the conversation going while the show – for the eternity of this show. Mm-hmm. I want it to be a topic we can come back to from time to time. And that is the idea of if you are a legend at your craft, no matter what the sport is, can you be a good coach? Can you teach it? I've heard so many great people that I look up to talk about this, and I've never really heard a lot of national sports shows talk about it so much or really dive into it. But Albert Pujols is about to take over as the Angels manager. Mm-hmm. It's all but announced. Mm-hmm. And it's not that uncommon. Baseball's been doing this way back, long before anybody else was.
Right.
Hey, you just got done playing a couple of years ago or whatever. We think you know the sport. Go ahead and play.
Right.
And then Ted Williams goes and manages, and everybody forgets about it because it was horrible.
Right.
There's nothing but stories of basically of Ted just being like, well, be me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, right.
Magic Johnson failing as a Laker coach.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So many times. Whereas the Pat Rileys, the Phil Jacksons, the guys who played and played good, but not at an all-star level.
They're not superstars, no.
They're not in the Hall of Fame for their playing careers.
Right.
These guys, they were great coaches, legends at it, some of the greatest ever. And you find this, I'm using basketball as an example, but it's all across the board. Every sport
you can see this, yeah.
Including hockey with, Patrick Roy being a coach right now and stuff. Now he was a legend. He was incredible at it. And he's not a bad coach. And he is the outlier because more times than not it doesn't happen. And I find the reasoning for this really interesting because it happens over and over. And the people who have actually played the game, people who actually have played it at a professional level and all that talk about it, and they're like, if you're that great, you never really had to struggle at the game. I'm not saying struggle to get discovered. Look at the Williams sisters and what they did to get discovered.
Right.
But when it came to actually hitting the ball, well, that they had.
Mm-hmm.
It was just getting noticed. It was just getting out there and getting a chance to be seen or something like that to get a chance to be professional.
Right.
Whereas if you are Phil Jackson, if you are Pat Riley, you had to look for all the little advantages you could get. What could I do here to make me a little bit better? What could I do here to be a little bit better, whether it was training or it was bending the rules or whatever it might be, right, to be able to get you on that court,
yes,
to be able to get you on the field. And because of that training that you did to get to that level, you're better at telling other athletes how to do it.
Right. And that does seem to be something to that. Really, it does. We've talked about him a lot recently for some reason. I don't know. Earl Weaver is a great example of that. He was on a fast track to play for his hometown team, the St. Louis Cardinals. And he had a fantastic spring training in 50 whatever. I can't remember what it was. Well, the man they hired as the manager of the Cardinals was Eddie Stanky. Now, which I know it's funny, but
I forgot about that.
Eddie Stanky couldn't do anything except walk. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was a second baseman by trade. He wasn't a very good fielder. He couldn't hit for anything, but he would walk 140 times a season.
My God.
I mean, he was really good,
wow,
at one thing.
He's a very patient man.
Well, only on baseball. Otherwise, he was not a very nice man at all.
Yeah.
But he, to say, he was still playing at the time. You know, he was kind of on that verge of being done playing and just mm-hmm. managing. But he became the Cardinals, and all spring, he's like, you know, Earl Weaver has this fantastic spring, and he's like, he's convinced he is going to be on the Cardinals when they go north for the opening of the mm-hmm. season. Eddie Stanky makes himself the starting second baseman.
Oh, wow.
And it crushed Earl to the point he never made it to the majors.
Whoa.
But that's what you're talking about right now, learning all this other stuff. That's mm-hmm. what he did. Mm-hmm. Trying to get back, he tried to learn, you know, how do I do this? And he became the numbers guy. He became, you know, number cruncher, all these kinds of things, which he used all of those things when he became a manager. And he became a very good manager, one of the best managers ever. So I think there's something to what you're saying. I really do.
I think none of it is based on necessarily science or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying I'm right or wrong or anything. It's more just a statement and just an interesting question to me.
Right.
And I'm looking for the audience for have examples that I'm wrong,
sure,
or any of that. I think that I welcome the conversation. Mm-hmm. It's not one of these things where I'm jumping on here and I'm on some hill that if you're great, you can't be a good coach. I want examples of it. I just don't think that there's many. And
I think it's a really interesting
conversation. I think it's really fascinating.
Right.
Just as interesting is the NFL slate lined up for us this weekend. Some pretty darn good games set that I'm looking forward to. Anything standing out to you, or have you had a chance to look at the
I have, actually. And I was the ones that were I was thinking of. Actually, the Sunday night game looks kind of interesting,
right?
Only because of how much better the Patriots are playing than I thought they would this mm-hmm. year. They're actually playing weirdly good. and I know Buffalo, I mean, they've won their games and stuff like that. They haven't looked, you know, like a dominant team at this point yet. I think part of it's their defense isn't great, especially their run defense is not the best. I'm curious about how that works out, because I don't know. I don't know if the Patriots, I don't know if they're going anywhere this year, but man, that's an interesting setup for that game, and I'm very curious about it.
With Vrabel as a coach, I really have a hard time counting them out of games, even though I know the talent that's on that team. Derek May has shown some improvement, and I think that they probably, whether they have a quarterback or not, who knows, but they certainly believe they do, and mm-hmm. they're going to stick with him.
Right.
He's not going nowhere.
Nope.
So it's just a shame that they haven't really been able to build up a lot on that team. It's kind of a sign of just one more sign that it's so hard to build, so hard to keep going and keep this thing going. And even an organization like that that was so well established for 20 years, mm-hmm. it falls apart if you let it, man. You got to keep your head on the game.
Yep.
When it comes to that game, I think that we're all waiting to see Buffalo really prove it and not play down to their talent.
Right.
And play to the level that they can, because they got the talent on that team.
I mean, you look at what they've got, especially on the offense. Now, maybe their receiving core isn't the greatest. I mean, but they're capable guys. It's not like they're terrible. But you got, I mean, James Cook, who's been just tearing it up. You got Josh Allen, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. You should really be knocking people over.
Josh Allen is a centaur. Yeah, I don't know that he's human.
Doesn't seem that way.
His eyes are
got invisible
are
horses
like a
back.
Horse. Yep. It's. I mean, I'm just saying.
Something odd about that guy.
One thing I've really, really been... Josh Allen is going to be talked about for a long time after his playing career because we have not seen a lot of guys go from college and his completion percentage to what he was able to do in the pros and grow and change his mechanics.
Right.
And then do it on an MVP level.
Yep.
So he's going to be talked about for a long time. But my favorite thing about this newer version of Josh Allen is he's always smiling. Ever since he got married, he is the happiest person on the planet. And I he makes me enjoy the game. I enjoy a lot watching him play. It's fun.
It's good for him to be happy. You should be happy,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely, man. I love it.
You should be happy.
It.
You're playing the game you love, you know. The love of a good woman, you know.
Detroit, it does a lot.
It does.
Detroit-Cincinnati is just, I don't know what will happen in that game. But I do think that Detroit is, one of the things I love about Detroit and Dan Campbell is the opposite of what I'm saying about Buffalo. Detroit's going to Detroit. It doesn't matter who's in front of them. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's the 85 Bears, if it's your local high school team, if it is any team.
Yep.
They are going to play Detroit football.
Yep.
They are going to come at you. They are going to bite kneecaps. They're going to do all of those things. And I love that about Detroit.
Yeah. Their defense has actually been a little bit better this year, too. So
I will say, just to put it out there, that the Raiders-Colts game could be good, could be interesting. Both teams.
Could be really boring, too.
Also could be, yes, the snooze fest that the 3 o'clock games can sometimes, or the noon games can sometimes. But to me, all that I agree with you about the Sunday night game. Monday night, Jacksonville, Kansas City, very kind of interesting game. We don't get to see that matchup very often.
That one is intriguing.
And I don't know how often or last time we saw Trevor Lawrence in the bright lights of Monday night football.
Right.
So I'm excited about that part of it and to see if he can show up a little bit.
Someone brought up something I was listening to, and I don't know if it's true or not, but Jacksonville actually has a pretty good defense. Far this year, they've had a pretty good. I think that's why they're 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
Their offense looks like no one likes each other.
Yeah,
like the coach hates Trevor. Trevor hates the coach. Neither of them likes Brian Thomas, who apparently he's never going to throw the ball to.
Yeah,
wild. It's like it's one of the best receivers in the league. I don't know why he's not throwing the ball. It's wild. I don't know how they're 3-1. Honestly,
on the other side of the Josh Allen conversation is Trevor Lawrence, the guy that we all wanted to anoint and really believed in, and
he's not shown it.
We have not seen it
from him.
But the game, I think, of the week is going to end up being Tampa Bay-Seattle. I think that is going to be the game of the week.
That's another interesting one, yeah.
And honestly, it's in part because Baker Mayfield is in that game. any game that Baker Mayfield is in, you could pretty much almost guarantee is going to be the game of the week. He may throw a pick every once in a while at the end of the game.
Hey.
But overall, this kid has been knockout. If he's within a score and there's 2 minutes left, I would not feel confident, again, no matter what team I am.
He's a great story from being the number one pick, having one good season, then like disappearing off the face of the earth. He has one good game as a backup, and suddenly he gets signed by Tampa, and now he's had, three great, really good years in a row? I mean, that's a great redemption story, first of all. But you are so right. It looks like it shouldn't work.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of a sudden it just works. It's like, wait, how does that...
I don't understand.
They keep winning, so.
And then listen to these two games that are going to be going on. The Giants and Saints.
Oh, my God.
And that hurt when I said it. I felt football's heart hurt.
Yeah.
And Dallas and the Jets. And, I mean, Dallas is it got some interest because they're Dallas. But otherwise, if you take away that star, there's not that much on that. Dak is playing very good right now.
For sure. He is playing very well, yes.
But there's just not a lot of meat on that bone with that team. And their darn sure isn't with the Jets. Man, those games, the noon hour, you've got those going on along with the Raiders and Indy game going on at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, sleep in. Sleep in, everybody.
Yeah,
you don't need that football.
Even as a Vikings fan, you don't even need to get up for that one because they're playing the Cleveland, the Carson Wentz. I mean, who wants to see that, really?
Most Wisconsinites and love this weekend, the bye week. They're hunting, they're out there fishing, they're doing man. Yeah. They're going to be enjoying themselves and sleeping in. I encourage you to sleep in because, there is nothing. You can catch the highlights. You can catch the highlights.
Catch the highlights. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I would, at least. I do think that Tampa Bay-Seattle game is the more interesting game of the week to me. And I will say that the Jacksonville-Kansas City game I'm excited about. Patrick Mahomes is must-see TV to me. I want to see Kansas City can keep rolling. if this is a one-off or they can keep rolling. And I want to see Jacksonville step up. I'd like to see that happen. Are they for real? Because they're playing a real opponent. They're playing a champion.
Yeah, and it's infuriating sometimes because it seems like they should be able to, but then they don't. And it's like, what's going on here?
You could not pay me to be involved with drafting a player. I barely feel confident doing it on my fantasy teams.
Right, because you still, how many mistakes do we make? I mean, it's like, oh my gosh.
If I could be a scout, that would be different.
That'd be interesting.
That is a top five dream job to me, being a scout of a sport I like and getting to travel the country, you know, checking out players and all that stuff. I do think that would be a cool
job. That would
job.
Be cool job.
But I wouldn't want to draft them. I wouldn't want to be responsible for that. No.
It's in your contract. Not responsible for any drafted player.
Whatever that job, I'm renting. I'm renting my home. I am not buying that
twice.
City.
Twice.
We'll take your time out. We'll come back and wrap up Playmakers for the Week here on 105.5 WIRI.
Get ready to go for the green and gold. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 105.5 WIRI. Sponsored locally by
Rapids Transmission. At Rapids Transmission, they're known for their excellent transmission work, but they do so much more. Call them today at 715-423-1100 for a free quote on your next repair. That's 715-423-1100.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head. But you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in, and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on Playmakers, and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
105.5 WIRI is your home for country favorites and classics and high school sports. Mike and Randy bring you the action all season long. Proudly brought to you by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses. Call 715-424-1300 if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 105.5 FM or on to the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Sunny and hot for tomorrow, breezy too, and a high in the upper 80s. Mostly sunny Sunday, staying warm with highs in the low 80s and breezy. Slight rain chance Sunday night. Much cooler next week. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here at 105.5 WIRI. Hope y'all are having a great Friday afternoon out there. Seth and I are going to take you to the top of the hour. Keep on listening. Not only is Laura going to be coming in here for a bit to hang out with you and get you that great key word that you're looking for.
Only two left.
Only two left.
Two left, everyone.
Only two more chances to play along. Civic Media's Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest. Shout out to Rapids Transmission. Listen for your opportunity to win some cash, win some gold possibly, or win that possibility to win those club-level tickets to go see Green Bay versus Minnesota
in November.
Be listening to that. Laura's also got a really nice lineup here, I see, in Musical.ly. How does she get such a good... Wait a minute. It's good stuff coming up for you, everybody. And we'll lead you... That'll lead you into, of course, some great high school action going on tonight. Mm-hmm. We've got Pittsfield at Assumption. Great rivalry. A lot at stake. Yep. Listen to history being made, because Assumption has not only an opportunity to be in the historical season here with this last year of 11-man football and all, but to make a playoff push here.
Which would be really fascinating. I mean, that'd be really cool.
Story of the year for me right now, at least, in high school athletics.
Yep.
It's the story
around here
right now. And I think it's going to be a great one. I think it'll be fun. You'll have Mike and Beth tag team in this one for you.
That's right.
It's going to be nice. Looking forward to that. Have a good night, Michael. Enjoy your game. And we'll be listening. And then, of course, there is hockey being played on 97.5 FM WFHR. And just a little bit, 6:30, the puck will drop.
Tonight.
Wisconsin hockey kicks off that great rivalry against Lindenwood.
They actually play each other every year.
They play each other every year. There is a bit of a history there. Friday night, Saturday night, 6:30, Wisconsin Badger hockey at Lindenwood, right on your home for Wisconsin Badger athletics. WFHR has been for decades and will be going forward always. We love playing our Badger sports over there. Got that going on. A lot of fun stuff this weekend on the dial. Looking forward to it. Also looking forward to the River Kings back in action. Mentioned this earlier. River Kings are playing tonight. They have got back-to-back games this weekend. They're going to be playing tonight, tomorrow, 7 o'clock puck drop, taking on the Minnesota Outlaws up in your old stomping grounds.
There's a big problem, though, with all the Minnesota teams. They all call themselves the Minnesota blank.
Yeah.
So I have no idea where they are.
Yeah.
I got to look it up and find out where they're actually playing these guys.
I think there should almost be a rule that you have to name yourself after the city
where
you're playing.
Where you are, yes. Stop with the Minnesota thing.
And that goes for you too, Chicago Bears, being the Arlington Bears.
Yeah, stop that.
Drive me crazy.
Not gonna be doing that.
Nobody in the world wants me to get started on that subject.
I just realized, man.
Let alone in Wisconsin.
2 weeks from today, the first broadcast game for the River Kings will be happening. The first home game.
Yeah, you see where I'm going with this? Because we're excited about that. We're going to have River Kings hockey back on this radio dial right here. That voice I mentioned earlier, Michael Comer, going to be calling the games second year in a row for that.
Very cool.
Looking forward to that part of it. A lot of great storylines going in for the team. And already some really exciting hockey has been played. 10-1 victory in their first game of the season.
They're locked in already.
not only that, including a fantastic game, and finally a smile I get to see from some of their players and everything, which was nice. Noah Diamond is, I was trying to think of his name. Noah.
Cool.
Noah's a great kid. He's very locked in. He can be very serious. That's the biggest smile I've seen.
He's happy now, yeah.
That's great.
Restart to the season, yeah.
And shutout in the very next game, 7-0, beating up the Mullets the very next night, and 100 career wins with the River Kings for our coach Paul.
Already? Wow. This is his fourth season, if I remember correctly?
So.
I think this is his fourth season going into it.
Coach Paul kicked off his fourth season with the Kings in memorable fashion, reaching a major career milestone, 100th victory. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Coach Paul.
Congratulations.
Yeah, excellent.
Very, very well earned and deserved.
Very exciting.
We're going to be listening for 101 this weekend.
Yep, that's right.
And 102, and then we'll get 3 and 4.
Keep it going.
And,
keep it rolling.
We get back home, because the Kings will be home this month, everybody. October 17th. Mark it on your calendar with a big hockey stick, and make sure to make plans to be at the Southfield County Rec Center.
Opening night, nothing like it.
Oh, there is nothing like it. I was at last year's, and it was so awesome.
Electric.
I don't know how many people they can fit in there, but I know it felt like 1,000. It felt like that. It was a cool energy, and I love the way this city embraces this team and supports hockey. Help your Kings build hockey up and down the river all season long. Home season kicks off on the 17th over at the Rec Center, taking on the Hudson Havoc.
Yeah.
And back-to-back nights. nights. 7 o'clock puck drop on Saturday and Friday, and a 7 o'clock drop on Saturday as well. Mm-hmm. So be to join those over at the Rec Center. And if you can't make it to the Rec Center, we'll got you covered right here. Every home game of your River Kings, more than 20 games this season, going to be right here at WIRI. Very excited about that. Very proud of that, by the
yes.
way, too. Very appreciate the relationship we have with
we
them.
Can, if we can partner with our local sports teams, we are happy as we can ever be.
And you hear us working really hard to get as many of these sports on the radio dial for you as well.
Yep.
It is not easy, everybody. It's not easy.
It takes logistics to get it worked out. It's true.
There's plenty of things going on behind the scenes in order for that to work. But if you need another example, just listen to the versatility that Michael has.
I mean,
calling these sports and the homework he does, the work he does to be able to do the job, not just walk in there off the street and I'll call soccer now. I'll call volleyball.
You cannot do that.
No, he puts work on this stuff, man, and it shows in the work that he's doing and the way he just isn't so knowledgeable about these things.
I can't think of any other person that's done the variety of sports that he's done in just the last couple of years. It's really remarkable.
You know, I've heard a couple of our great announcers. I know I've heard Randy do a little bit of that, and I know I've heard Bob Look do a little of it and everything. I have not heard what Michael's done. You and I, one of our favorite things about acting is an actor that can do it all.
Yep.
Drama, theater, drama, comedy, live, TV, whatever.
Whatever.
He's doing that, man. He's doing it. It's been great.
He's stepping up.
Been a lot of fun. Join us in just a little bit. 6:50, Pittsville at Assumption. Mike and Beth going to tag team that for you. And, of course, keep on listening. Laura will have your keyword coming up for the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win multi-state
contest. Just minutes away. Seconds away.
It's all coming up for you, everybody. and we'll be back at this on Monday for Playmakers. What are we going to do with all this energy?
I don't know.
We've got nothing to do after that.
Laps or something. I know.
I'm going to go check out the play. We encourage you two to as well.
Oh, that's right.
On Golden Pond.
We got a play.
Yeah, on Golden Pond going on tonight, everybody. Two last chances to see it. Get your tickets. We'll meet you there. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI. It's time for this hour's keyword to text in our Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest on 105.5 WIRI.
Hello and welcome to Laura's Lounge on 105.5 FM WIRI. My name is Laura and I'm happy to be here with you on a Friday afternoon. We made it, guys. It's the end of the week. And speaking of the end, this is the last day in Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. It is your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every entry gets you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. So, this will be your last chance with me. There is going to be one keyword during the football game later. I'll tell you all about that. But for right now, open up your Civic Media apps. Tune into